One medical marijuana bill appears to be dead in the Utah legislature, while another advances to the House floor. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
These two medical marijuana bills have both already been approved by the Utah Senate. Republican Brad Daw is the House sponsor of the more limited bill, SB 89, which would allow for the use of cannabidiol only. He says the fact that the Senate approved both bills conveyed a message.
The message that we took away from that was we prefer the regulatory framework and the controls in 89, but we think we need to stretch it out a little bit more.
The House Health and Human Services Committee approved a proposal that was described as a merger between the two bills. It changed SB 89 to allow access to a broader group of chemicals in the marijuana plant at restricted ratios. The committee approved the new version of SB 89 and then rejected the broader bill, SB 73.
Well, I think it's a placebo bill from the beginning, and it was intended to torpedo my bill, and I don't think the people are going to stand for it.
That's Senator Mark Madsen, sponsor of SB 73.
I think there's going to be a referendum. Let the political consequences fall where they may.
Lissa Lander, who has complex regional pain syndrome, says she's heartbroken that Madsen's bill won't be considered on the House floor. She says she's not sure the bill that passed the committee would allow her to use marijuana in a way that would help ease her pain.
I'm frustrated that it's legislators up here that are deciding the ratio that I'm allowed to use instead of my doctor.
Lander says she will likely be joining the effort to get a medical marijuana question on the upcoming election ballot. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.